All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. A couple of headlines, and I don't know if we'll have time to get into these today. Puka Nacua, who's been hurt for the Rams, at least 4 weeks on his injury. Tyreek Hill, the police have released the body cam footage of his incident before the game on Sunday. Certainly didn't impact his abilities on the field, but you can take a look at all of that. Kadarius Toney has signed. He's signing with the Browns. That's actually a pretty interesting fit. And Deshaun Watson is accused in a new sexual assault lawsuit. So those are some of the headlines out there today. I don't know if we'll have time to get into any of them today, because I do think it's with a Friday game, we need to start looking at KU and K-State football now as the dust has settled on a week that I think, you know, both teams would probably tell you they were a little disappointed in their performances. Now, K-State ended up winning the game on the road in Tulane, so maybe they're not. But I think if we're being honest, the vibe of the, you know, two dozen or so K-State fans out at the fair yesterday was like, ooh, that wasn't very good. I would agree. KU did not, you know, win in a game that you felt the same way. I think going into this week, Tommy, I am pretty stunned that K-State is a 7-point favorite at home against Arizona. That seems too much for me. Get to them in a second. For KU, they're playing UNLV. UNLV has been off to a, I don't know if it's a surprising start for people that follow them, but it's a good start. A big win over Houston, on the road included, and then they had a cupcake last week. But they come into Children's Mercy Park on Friday. Remember, both of these games are Friday this week. We'll have Shreya Slada tomorrow to help us, you know, look back and look ahead too. Kansas needs to beat the crap out of UNLV. I think, you know, like to get us back in the good vibes, I think they need to put it on UNLV in that game. I don't know if you agree with that. Then that's without watching a second of UNLV football, but I don't really care, quite honestly. This needs to be a get right game for Kansas, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, I think that you can go back and look at the Guaranteed Rate Bowl a year ago with the Jayhawks and UNLV. I mean, they faced off against each other in that bowl game back in December, and the Jayhawks put up 49 points. Of course, that was a different quarterback entirely Kansas. And, you know, so things have changed 9 months later. There's no doubt about that. But one thing that hasn't changed is that Barry Odom has done a nice job as the head coach at UNLV. You know, it looked like for Kansas, I mean, I remember that bowl game. The Jayhawks jumped out to a really big lead, and UNLV never quit. Like, they battled back, and it became a 13-point win for the Jayhawks when it looked like for a while that it could end up being a whole lot more. So they're going to have a test against UNLV. They've got, I think, from an offensive point of view, the biggest priority for the Jayhawks this week has got to be, we need to unlock our offense, and we need to unlock it now. There's no more waiting. The time is up. The grace period is up. We have to unlock our offense and let them loose and figure out the best possible way to get points up on the board. That's going to be by running the football. It's going to be by Devin Neal. It's going to be by Daniel Hyshaw. It's going to be by Sevion Morrison. It's going to be running the football. That's the best opportunity that the Jayhawks have to put points on the board, because then it's going to take some of that pressure off of Jalen Daniels. They hopefully will soften up the defense a little bit to allow Jalen Daniels to have a little bit better of a chance to connect with his receivers.
It's fascinating because You said unlock, and my first reaction was like, no, because unlocking it is what they were trying to do with bombs. But then as you finish, I agree. Unlocking it might be running the ball 40 times. That may be the offense. And I think what we've seen through a couple of games now is that that can be the offense, right? The offense this year might be. It is, and I keep making it. It's like a role reversal for them in K-State. Kansas, to me, based on what we've seen, run the ball, play good defense, take care of the football. That will win them a lot of games this year. That may not be what we expected with Jalen Daniels back. That may not be what we anticipated, and it's very early in this season. But based on what we've seen, that very clearly seems to be the path to them to be the most effective they can be. By saying they need to beat UNLV badly, that's not an indictment on UNLV, by the way, for me. It's not at all. It is 100% a... If KU's going to make a run and consistently beat Big 12 teams, they're going to need to beat UNLV badly at home. They just are. And what does that look like? I think it looks a little different than maybe we thought it would, but they're significantly better defensively. They're good on the line. They have all the running backs we already knew about. Jalen Daniels doesn't look that good anyway. Flex on him by running the ball. Flex on him by controlling the clock. I'll tell you right now, the over-under on that game, Tommy, is 57.5. That under might be my favorite bet of the week.
It's only because their bowl game was a final score of 49-36 back in December. That's why.
But if you've watched a second of KU football this year, you know they're not a team that looks to be playing toward the over in games. Now, UNLV put 72 up on Utah Tech last week. The Houston score was 27-7. Houston just took Oklahoma to the brink. So, like, I would envision grind it out. Now, Kansas may put up some points here. I don't know about UNLV's run defense, but if it better had be on the ground. And that is not a protect Jalen Daniels. That is not anything other than the strength of Kansas, and we've only seen two games, one of them non-cupcake, is going to be controlling the clock, playing good defense, controlling the line of scrimmage, and utilizing your incredible backfield. Even with what we know Jalen Daniels has done in the past, that will be the best version of Kansas football this year. It's not what we expected, but it is not too early to totally change our expectations for this team. If they can do that, they're going to put themselves in a position to win every Big 12 game they play. That's how Kansas State has stayed so relevant over the years, right? They almost always play good defense. They almost always are good on the lines, and they run the ball effectively. That's what Kansas has. It's different than what we thought, but it's right there in front of us.
Yeah, it's not too early for them to lean back into what makes them dynamic, but it could be too late if they don't pull the trigger on it.
I agree.
This week. And I think that those are, it goes back to what I said, I think those are the main conversations in those, you know, coaching offices in Lawrence this week is, you know, getting Lance Leipold and Jeff Grimes together. And, you know, there have been some growing pains offensively with the play calling. I am still not happy, and I don't think any Kansas fan, anybody that follows the team, would be happy with the play calling on Saturday because, you know, I'm a full believer that the play calling cost the Jayhawks the game. Did Jalen Daniels look great? No, he didn't. But he was put in bad positions. Would he have looked better had the situations been better for him in play calling? Maybe somewhat, but there were some things that I think he was still shaking off the rust, and hopefully that rust continues to be shaken off this week for sure. I'm not ready yet, and I've seen chatter on social media. I'm not ready yet to say Jalen Daniels looks cooked, you know, or looks washed, or whatever phrase you want to use. I'm not ready to say that at this point. I just think that he looks rusty, and I think that he was put in some poor positions by the offensive coordinator there. So that's got to be the main topic of discussion for the Jayhawks. On top of that, and I say putting Jalen Daniels in better situations. I mentioned this yesterday. When Daniels is going to throw the football, which shouldn't be as many times as he did. Against you know, when they played last week against Illinois, they've got to make sure that they distribute out the ball to more than just the wideouts. They've got to find other weapons at tight end and running back for him to be able to get the football too. So those are all things I think that they need to be game planning for and getting ready for this weekend against when they're playing UNLV this weekend.
It is too early to say Jalen Daniels is cooked or washed, yeah, or whatever you want to say, way too early. It is not too early to strongly consider that he will not be the quarterback he was the last time we saw him healthy when he was a Heisman candidate. You've got to prepare for that possibility, just like any team has to prepare, just like the Jets have to prepare for that possibility with Aaron Rodgers. Right. We haven't seen the guy play in a long time, right? So the good news with that is it doesn't mean that it's true. It means that it's okay if it's even partially true, because the strength of this team is going to be a little bit different than we thought it was. It's going to be things that don't you know, the Jalen Daniels is going to be a weapon to some capacity, and they need him to throw the ball. I'm telling you right now, unless UNLV and Kansas's first three offensive possessions just brick walls them on the defensive line and doesn't allow anything, I don't want to see Jalen Daniels throw the ball very much. I would almost rather reverse it, right? Maybe they build a big lead through the run, and then they throw it just to try and shake some cobwebs off after things are safely within reach. But why would you even mess with it at this point? Kansas is going to be able to win Big 12 games if they control the lines of scrimmage and play good defense. It's the test and the history of football. That's always been true, and it appears to be their strength. So we'll see it against UNLV. K-State, on the other hand, Arizona. Honestly, Tommy, whatever it takes. I don't care what they do. I don't care what the outcome is. That's why I don't like the 7-point line. It's like a just win the game somehow kind of a thing for K-State. Now, remember, this one doesn't count to the Big 12 because this was scheduled before Arizona joined. So as we look at it, it's almost a resume game for K-State if they think they can be in the mix for an at-large. But I don't look at this that. Where are you with 7 points? I like that doesn't make a lot. I don't like it at all. It feels like K-State needs to win by 1 point.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I think that Arizona, at least offensively, has a little bit more firepower than Tulane did. And, you know, unless the Wildcats can adjust in their secondary, they did not have a good game defensively against Tulane, especially against the passing attack that the Green Wave had. Arizona's is better than Tulane's is. So they've got to fix that quickly. If number one, if they want to win the game. But again, if you're talking about the spread, I don't like that number either. I'm either going to stay away from it entirely, or I kind of like Arizona and I'll take the points.
Yeah,
I mean, that may change between now and Friday, but at least right now, that's what I like.
I think the line's going to move. I would be stunned if it's not down to like 5 by the time they play that game. I don't know if Arizona's better than Tulane offensively. Tulane was really good offensively, but they're almost certainly going to be better than Tulane defensively just because it's more athletes, all the things of a Power 5 school, all of that. K-State won't be able to make the mistakes that they made against Tulane and survive this game. Avery Johnson got to be good right out of the gates, not just in the second half. That is a fascinating game. I just cannot believe it's a 7-point spread right now. I will be stunned. If you're going to bet K-State, do not bet that game until 1 second before kickoff, because I have to think that line's going to move to Arizona. Arizona wasn't overly impressive last weekend either, don't get me wrong, but we know their expectations coming into the year. They're expected to be a contender in the Big 12, and I think that they are. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. And we'll look at some of these uneasy headlines around the NFL here this morning. Albrecht and Castor at Sports Daily. Don't go away.